Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, The Laser, Chris LeGros hanging out in the studio. It seems like only a year ago we did this, man, with Ray Jennings. What's going on, man?
Hey, you know, living the dream. And yeah, I can't believe it's been a year since we did this.
It does. It's been a fast year, man. Last year, you and Jake Dillon were in the studio and talking about your buddy Rob Burton. You had a celebration of life for him for the first time last year. And that time's come back around, and it's now the second annual Rob Burton celebration of life. Give us some background on Rob for those who may not know Rob and why you guys do this. And then we'll talk a little bit about the event.
Definitely. Rob was, he was my best friend. I called him a brother. He was just one of those guys, everyday guy. I mean, we covered that last year, of course. He's just worked at the smoke shop. He was quick to give you a joke and just really be sarcastic with you and have a good time. He's got two kids. He's got a daughter, Trinity, and a son, Lucian. And that's why we do this. That's the whole purpose of anything that we do, not only to remember him and celebrate what he was and what he did for everybody, but also have the opportunity to raise money so his kids have a bright future.
And it's very cool because him choosing you as a friend, or you guys as friends, and you guys choosing him as a friend, he's kind of protected his kids because of the friends he chose. You know, I don't know if you've ever really thought about it like that, but he's still helping out his kids through you, and you guys are doing the legwork. But I kind of look at it as, you know, dad's protecting the kids, too, because of the friends he chose.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to look at it. And Jake and I mean, I can speak for him. I know this. We look at those kids as if they're like our own. I mean, Jake's got kids. I don't have any of my own, of course. But we watch those two kids grow up. I mean, obviously, Lucian's still pretty young, and Trinity, she's a teenager. But we've seen them do a lot of the things in their life. And now, you know, just because he's not here any longer doesn't mean we don't want them to be able to continue that.
Right, absolutely. So what's going on with the event? Give us some background on where it's going to be this year, what's going to be there, what's in it for those who are listening to us right now? Sounds like a hell of a great time, but tell us what's going on, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the...
So this year we're having it out at Cactus Country. Tickets are $20. We have T-shirts for sale for $20.
Which you're wearing, by the way, and they are badass.
I am always sporting it. You know, Jake and I designed these. We're pretty happy about them. It is on May 6th, which is the first Saturday in May. It will start at 10 a.m. in the morning this year, and we're going to run till 2 a.m. So we have a bags tournament starting at 10, and it's $20 entry for that. It's 10 per person, and half the pot goes to the first place winner. And there's also a little extra prize that I had custom built for the winner. So it's going to be pretty nice. There's a nice one in there for whoever comes out, plays, and wins and has fun. And then the money goes to the kids. You know, 100% of the profits from everything we do from this event goes to them. Last year we raised 11 grand. This year I've upped the bar. I want 15. I want 20. I want 25.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm greedy when it comes to those kids. It's like, I want them being set.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
So, Big Cat's Barbecue out of Knoxville is going to be actually providing
Tom and
food.
Deb. It's good food.
Oh, they're good people. Great food.
Just
ate
their Sunday, man.
A dollar of everything that they sell, we get.
Very
so
cool.
They're bringing X amount of items. I don't know the total amount of items, but whatever they bring, 4 or 5 different items. If they sell them, we get a dollar of every item they sell. I don't know anybody eats one item. I know me. I buy like three
I
or four or five items, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and then we have 6 bands, 5 of which have been announced. Now I got to think all of them again. Let's see. We got a Hong Kong Sleepover out of Macomb.
Nice.
Really
I know.
Band.
We've had them, man. They're great guys.
We have Dr. Dick Ramirez out of Quincy. Really good guys. We have Heartsick, which are really good friends of Rob. Just Alfonso, the lead singer, is a personal friend of ours. And they're out of, you know, they're just awesome, awesome people. They're fun to watch. They used to be known as No Life.
Okay, I thought there was a No Life connection there somehow.
They used to be No Life, now they're Heartsick, and I'll tell you what, they put on a show like you would not even believe. They're fun to watch. Through the Eyes of Tomorrow is another one we have coming. They're really good. Oh, and then we have Closing Out Like Last Year, Hypotheticals. Those guys are amazing, fun to watch, upbeat, just really roll with everything. They're a cover band, but Brian and Jordan and all those guys, Arnold, they're personal friends, and they're going to close it out for us. The big one, the opening, here's your bombshell. Everybody listen
so this
to this
one. So this one's one that you were telling me that nobody knows about yet.
Nobody knows this, and this is very near and dear to the heart. So for everybody who doesn't know, Old Guy Drive-By will be opening the Benefit of Life. And for those of you who don't know, Old Guy Drive-By is Rob Burton, Dave Wines, Jake Dillon's band. Obviously, Rob Burton will be there in spirit. We just kind of thought about it, talked about it, and tried to figure out how we wanted to go about it. We wanted to do a tribute to Rob. We didn't want somebody taking Rob's place. We contacted a gentleman named Ian Higby. The kid can play.
Oh, I know.
The kid can play. The kid can play. I mean, you're picking up a monster. And so they started writing new parts for him so he wasn't playing Rob's parts because we didn't want to be disrespectful. We wanted to really show how much we all cared about Rob. So Ian is stepping in, and he is playing with Old Guy Drive-By, the opening set of the Celebration of Life. And we couldn't very be cool. more stoked about it.
That's very cool. And you announced this on a very special day, too. What's today?
Today is Rob's birthday. So yeah, I mean, with lots of love, I miss my brother, and this is a big deal for us to have his band play for us at his Celebration of Life and to be able to announce to the public that, his band's playing, and we told everybody on his birthday.
Very, very cool. So you mentioned the bags tournament, you mentioned the bands, you mentioned there's food. Are we missing anything? You're talking 10 a.m. to 2 a.m.
There's a few little secrets up my sleeve. I got some artwork from local artists, I know Rick Reason's another one from last year gave us a piece that was just amazing. And we have some artwork that's going to be up there. We have a few little door prizes and raffle things to do. There's no silent auction this year because we did tickets. So when you buy your ticket, that gets you entry. That gets you, you don't have to buy anything else. I mean, if you want to buy a t-shirt, you can't. If you want to buy beer, we're going to have PBR, obviously, because that's our drink of choice. And 100% of the proceeds from the PBR you buy that day goes straight to us. The PBR was awesome. Donated to us. So everything that we sell of the PBR kegs, the drafts, it's 100% ours.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And that's really good. And I just think that what we have lined out this year, as opposed to last year, we really stand to make a good profit.
For the kids.
100% for the kids. There's nothing that we are keeping. The money that I've spent money out of my pocket, I know Jake spent money out of his pocket, we're not reimbursing ourselves because that's not why we're doing it. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do. Because if it was one of us, he'd be doing the same thing.
That's very cool. I think everyone that's listening right now probably has the same feeling I do. I hope that if something were to ever happen to us and you have children, that we had friends like you guys that had our kids back.
Yeah, it goes without saying. It's not anything that I know.
Wait a minute. You say that. You said that last year, too, that that's just what friends do. I don't think, yes, you hope that's what friends do, but not all friends do that to the level you guys are. So I hope you realize that. I know. That's in your, like,
I don't look at it that way. I don't, man. I know. He's my brother. I'd do anything for him. I gladly would have took his place. He's got kids, and I don't. And I would. I would have took all the pain from him. And I know Jake would have, too. It's just one of those things. You do it because it's the right thing to do.
Well, that's very good to hear, and I know you guys truly mean that when you say it, but I know there are people that go, you know, would my friends really have my back to this level? And I think the fact that you're continuing this each and every year speaks volumes to that. So,
you know, we've had a lot of people praise us for that, and it's not that I don't appreciate the praise and the thank you. It's just I don't ever look at it that way.
You probably
know,
weirds you out a little bit.
Last year, I was exhausted. I mean, I was a zombie during the event, and everybody's like, oh, you look tired. I was like, oh, no, I'm okay, and I'm just pushing through and pushing through and pushing through, you know, and I had to thank a lot of the people that last year helped make the event. The misses for all of us, you know, we all had significant others that were behind the scenes that just did a ton of work for us. And Jake and I, yeah, we're on the front lines, and everybody saw Jake and I, and they're like, oh, yeah, these two are doing this. But, I mean, in all honesty, I couldn't have done it without the misses, and Jake, I know, couldn't have done it without his. And the people at Cherry Street last year, Lou and Stan helped us, and all the different people in the community that helped us, not only with their time, but with their money and their efforts and everything. And the same goes this year. I mean, there's a lot of people behind the scenes. We have people that are making stuff for us, people that have donated art, which means they had to draw it and take the time to do it.
Oh, hey.
Cactus Country, obviously, Elisa and Jared, the owners of Cactus Country.
New owners, by the way, so come out and say hi to them.
Oh, yeah, great people, friends of the family, of course, that's why we moved it out there. It's outdoors, so, I mean, it's going to be a beautiful day, I'm hoping. We don't know, obviously, the weather leading right into it, but let's hope that this goes as well as we want it to go.
So you're looking at the bands and stuff being outside and stuff?
Correct, yeah. Very cool. There's enough room inside where if it gets crappy, we can do what we got to do, but we really want to do it outside. We're going to have the bags tournament outside. Big Cats will be set up outside. The beer is going to be set up outside, so we're going to try to have it out there. It's kid-friendly, obviously, up until Big Cat stops serving food. Right. We have to follow local laws. If there's no food served, children can't be present. But up to that point, and we're not charging tickets for kids under, you know, 12, things like that. We're not going to make you pay for a ticket for a kid.
Now, if you want to pay, that's fine. It's all.
Yeah, I mean, it's all 100% profit. But I'm not going to be like, hey, you got four kids under 12. I need $120. Nobody has that kind of money. I get that. But we're trying to do the best we can. And with the shirt sales, they're $20 a pop, regardless of what size you get. We worked everything out with a company out of Knoxville, Elite Ink, that just did an amazing job for us on the shirts this year.
They're doing a ton of stuff in the area, and everything I've seen is phenomenal.
They're really, I mean, honestly, I couldn't be more grateful. I talked to them on the phone. I said, hey, this is what I need. And they're like, oh, yeah, 100%. We can do that. Not a problem. I got koozies coming from with the exact same design on it. The shirts, they were really, really awesome. They were quick. They were friendly. I mean, I couldn't say anything nicer about them. Everybody that has been involved this year, really, I mean, we had people chomping at the bit coming to us that wanted to be involved because they seen what we did last year. We had over 800 people come through the door last year.
Wow.
That was huge. So, huge. That was part of what really kind of perked my interest in doing a ticket sale this year. The beauty of the ticket thing is you get a hard copy ticket that's custom made by Jake Dillon. Him and I designed the tickets. They're each individually numbered. You buy your ticket, you bring your ticket. There will be a raffle there for a very, very, very nice prize. We're just going to put every single ticket that's purchased. If we sell 800 tickets, 1 through 800 will be in a basket. We're going to draw out one number. That number, if it's your ticket number, you just won something really nice for coming out there. And I promise you, it's going to be well worth your $20 for that ticket.
Very sweet. So this is happening on May 6th out of Cactus Country, the second annual Rob Burton Celebration of Life. You've thanked some people. Anything else you want to get in there?
You know, I'm sure there's plenty of people that I've missed, and that goes without saying. There's so many people involved. It's not about Jake and I. It's not about everybody that's involved. I want everybody to realize there's three people that this is about, two of which still walk this earth. That's his kids and then him. So really, ultimately, what it comes down to is brass tacks. That's who it's about. It's not about me. It's not about the bands. It's not about Big Cats being there and helping us out. It's not about Cactus Country. They're all being amazing people, but what you need to realize, it's all with one thing in mind, and that's his children.
Very cool. Ray Jennings, thanks for coming in, brother, and good luck on the 6th.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And happy birthday to Rob.
Oh, happy birthday, brother. Love you.
Dude, that's perfect.